If you had made a silly movie, here are some words you'd want to hear.
Dumb and Dumber, I enjoyed thoroughly. It's a very astute slapstick comedy, very, very well acted.
Praise indeed, and from an esteemed film critic. In typical fashion, Pauline Kael could take delight in popular movies, and she would take the time to find the right words to make us see it her way, too. Pauline Kael died yesterday. She was 82. She wrote for The New Yorker. Her best reviews were collected into books, and they're studied in film schools and in writing classes. For filmmakers, readers, and fellow critics, she brought new insight into the medium she loved.
What's held movies together and what's kept us going are the actors. I think if we hadn't had, Steve Martin and Robin Williams, performers who brought us something new into movies, we couldn't have gone to see those pictures because they were basically so much like pictures we'd seen before. But it's always the power of the human face and the human body to hold us there, and it's not something we should fight.
You didn't have to love movies as much as Pauline Kael to appreciate her reviews, but you might just fall in love with them after reading her.
A good movie can take you out of your dull funk and the hopelessness that so often goes with slipping into a theater. A good movie can make you feel alive again, in contact, not just lost in another city. Good movies make you care, make you believe in possibilities again. If somewhere in the Hollywood entertainment world someone has managed to break through with something that speaks to you, then it isn't all corruption.
Movie critic Pauline Kael, who died Monday at age 82.
Our program is directed by Catherine Simmons, edited by Sarah Saracen, produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
At the National Desk, Michael Fields, Libby Lewis, Janet Domowitz, Cindy Johnston, B.B. Krause, Les Cook, Ron Elving, Julia Mitrich, Ann Hawk, and Ken Barkas.
The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.